With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, October 26th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, the playoffs got started for Classes 2A down to 8 player, and the regular season is over through 3A through 5A. Let's take a look at how things went down on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start in the playoffs in Class 8 player, where 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's is on to the next round next week with a 42-8 win over West Bend Mallard. Landon Waldschmidt did Landon Waldschmidt things. He rushed for 4 touchdowns in the victory over West Bend Mallard. He also threw for a touchdown to Braxton Knipe, who scored 2 times, once on the ground and once through the air. Remsen St. Mary's now 9-0 overall, getting a 42-8 win over West Bend Mallard. Other Class 8 player playoff scores of note are Weva pulled off a big win over Fremont Mills, 51-22. 7th-ranked Woodbine down Collins Maxwell, 50-14. And Cam pulls off the road upset over 9th-ranked Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire in a barn burner, 67-64. Also in A-player football, should mention this, 10th-ranked Edgewood Colesburg defeated BGM 92-56. Not basketball, that was football. A really crazy night of 8-player football around the state. Over to Class A action, where 6th-ranked Galen Catholic doubled up St. Albert of Council Bluffs, 48-24. The Jays were able to run the ball for over 300 yards last night, 17 carries, 204 yards, and 3 touchdowns for Cole McCarty, who led the way on the offensive side. And if that wasn't a good enough for you, McCarty also went 7 of 10 with 127 passing yards and 2 passing touchdowns. Cale Pearson had 14 carries rushing 124 yards, a touchdown. He also picked off a pass on the defensive side. Jake Bogan had 4 catches, 68 yards, and a touchdown. He also ran for a touchdown and recovered a fumble, the first turnover of the game. Dylan Pacus had 2 catches through the air, 26 yards and a touchdown. The Jays are now 8-1 and advancing to the second round of the playoffs for the second time in 4 years. Joining them in the second round of the Class A playoffs would be MMCRU. The Royals down Logan Magnolia. This wasn't really much of a ball game at all. 47-14. The Royals were up 20-7 at halftime, and then they scored 2 touchdowns quick to go up 32-7, and for sure by that point, it really was not much of a ball game. Eli Harpinaugh throws for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns. He runs for another 47 and a score. Michael Peterson nearly got over 100 yards receiving. He had 3 catches, 99 yards and a score. Blake Barinski with a 33-yard catch for a touchdown, but it was Brayson Mulder who led the way on the ground. 14 carries with 171 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns last night. Gage Johnson ran for 31 yards and a score, and John Schmellen ran for 20 yards and a score. As MMCRU moves on to the second round of the playoffs for the second year in a row, the Royals are now 7-2 on the year. Some other Class A playoff scores of note. 5th-ranked Tri-Center scored a shutout win over South Central Calhoun, 41-0. It was 10th-ranked Woodbury Central squeaking by Sibley Ocheden by a final score of 28-21. Not many other scores of note around Class A, pretty much going as expected in the first round of the playoffs. Over to Class 1A, where the 3rd-ranked team in the state, the Hinton Blackhawks, had to go on the road, but they went on the road and scored an upset, avenging a loss in the playoffs last year to AHSTW, defeating the Vikings this year 48-20. Gabe Anderson rushes for 156 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also completes 4 passes for 76 yards and a touchdown. Cole Friesen ran for 79 yards and a touchdown. He also had 2 catches for 64 yards and a touchdown. And he had a 55-yard pick 6, so he scored on the ground, he scored through the air, and he scored on defense. He also had 5 tackles in a nice win for the Blackhawks. Michael Robinson rushed for 39 yards and a touchdown, and Brogan Lake was just all over the place on defense. He had 11 tackles. Mark Gann had 7.5 tackles. Jackson Kunkel, 7.5 tackles and a sack. Logan Kempema and Carver DeGroat also had interceptions as well. The Hinton defense forcing 3 turnovers and improving to 8-1 on the year, with a 48-20 win on the road at AHSTW. Other Class 1A scores of note, 9th-ranked OABCIG defeated Shenandoah 55-14. Underwood took down Ridgeview 21-20. 8th-ranked Trainer. They doubled up West Sioux by a score of 28-14. Another score of note, 7th-ranked Sigourney Keota fell. Big upset win for West Branch, 41-33 in Class 1A playoff action. Over to the Class 2A playoff scoreboard, top-ranked West Lions shut out Garner Hayfield Ventura, 42-0. 3rd-ranked Spirit Lake scores late, and they hang on to beat the Cherokee Braves, 31-27, ending former Galen Catholic head coach Tony Gunter's run with the Braves. Central Lion George Little Rock defeated Forest City 60-32. Western Christian defeated Okoboji 41-28. And there was an upset in Class 2A playoff action. Crestwood, the Cadets, knock off 7th-ranked Roland Story 27-23. All of the playoff scores from 2A to 8 player all across the state of Iowa, you can find those on our website at KLAM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. Of course, it wasn't just playoff action from yesterday. The regular season wrapped up as well. That includes a Class A school as Akron Westfield ended their season with a win, a 28-21 win over Lawton Bronson in the extra allotted regular season game from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. The Westerners finished their season with 3 consecutive wins. Over to Class 4A District 1, this was a regularly scheduled final game of the year. The Lamar's Community Football team shut out Storm Lake to finish the regular season with a win, 49-0. Jamie Sitzman went 7 of 12 through the air, 63 yards and 3 touchdowns. He ran for 94 yards and a score. Jude Doherty ran for 62 yards and a touchdown. Bowen Regan, and good things happened when he touched the football last night. 2 carries, 71 yards. He also had a 12-yard touchdown reception. Giovanni Cabango, 61 yards, and even better things happened when Tyson Augustine touched the football. He touched the football 3 times on offense, and he scored all 3 times. 2 catches, 29 yards, 2 receiving touchdowns, 1 carry on the ground, 15 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Just give the ball to Tyson Augustine. Tegan Bogue also had an interception, one of 2 turnovers forced by the Bulldogs. The rest of the Class 4A District 1 scores, Fort Dodge upset 7th-ranked Spencer, and that was the bad news of last night, 24-20. Dennis and Schleswig also beat Sioux City West, 51-15. Fort Dodge beating Spencer was bad news because that forced a 3-way tie in Class 4A District 1, with everybody in the tie having beat each other once. So therefore, it goes to the 17-point tiebreaker, where Spencer is the district champ in Class 4A District 1, Fort Dodge right behind them as the runner-up. They get the automatic bids, meaning Lamar's had to qualify for the playoffs on RPI. The top 16 teams either got an automatic bid or qualified via RPI for the playoffs. Lamar's finished 17th in the RPI. They miss out on the playoffs by 1 measly spot. Heartbreaking season ender for the Bulldogs. They finished the year 6-3 and miss out on the playoffs for the first time since 2021. Congrats to the Dogs on a great season, though. Really fun team to follow. Rest of the regular season scores in the area. Class 3A District 1, 2nd-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton got by Sioux Center. Close ball game there, 28-21. MOC Floyd Valley knocked off 8th-ranked Bishop Heelan, 49-21. And Carroll took it to Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 42-13. Class 5A football, 3rd-ranked Dowling Catholic defeated Sioux City North, 46-6. It was 4th-ranked Johnston defeating 8th-ranked Sioux City East, 35-14. And Waukee steamrolled Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 66-7. All those scores and results can be found on our website at KLAM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. The next round pairings for the postseason in all 7 classes, they will be posted later this morning at 10 o'clock. We'll run those down for you coming up in our noon sports update. We'll also have them for you on our Twitter page. We'll post them under the team's specific schedule on our website at KLAM1410.com. But again, those pairings will come out at 10 o'clock from the Iowa High School Athletic Association this morning. On now to the sports schedule for today. No high school action with postseason getting going in every sport in high school level. But in the college level, the football season continues along. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, the two leaders in the conference, 8th-ranked Morningside at 4th-ranked Dort, should be a good contest in Sioux Center. Dakota Wesleyan is at 9th-ranked Northwestern. It's Waldorf at Briar Cliff. Doan is at Hastings, and Mount Marty is at Concordia. In Division I college football, the Iowa Hawkeyes are celebrating homecoming today, taking on the Northwestern Wildcats. Nebraska's at 4th-ranked Ohio State. It's the in-state rivalry in the FCS in Brookings, South Dakota, as the University of South Dakota is at South Dakota State University, and Northern Iowa hosts Missouri State. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versagne.